Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah number Shin Nun Vav 356. As we continue in Bechukosai, number 7 out of 12 in Parshas Bechukosai, a new mitzvah related to Kadshim. Says the Torah, after going through all of the Parsha of Arachin, at the end of that discussion, Ach Bechor, Asher Yevukar Lashem Bivhema. The Bechor, which is chosen to be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yakdish ish oso im shor im seh lashem hu. A person should not be makdish it, whether it's a shor or a seh lashem hu, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? This is a reference to the mitzvah of Bechor. We know there are three mitzvahs related to the mitzvah of Bechor. Number one is the firstborn son to a human being, that the mitzvah of Pinyon HaBen, which is related, to give money to the Kohen. The mitzvah of Peter Chamor, the mitzvah of if a firstborn donkey, one has to either do redemption or break its neck. We spoke about that in the end, in the middle of Sefer Shmos. And the third is the mitzvah of the firstborn of a kosher animal, of a shor or a seh. So that is, has kedushas bechor, and it is given to a karban. It is in the category of kadshei kalim. So the Torah says here, if you have a bechor, you're not allowed to be makdashit. Lo yakdash isho so. So what does that mean? Lo yakdash isho so. So Chazal understand this pasuk to mean you can't be makdash it for any other type of animal. Lo yakdash isho so. It is a bechor. You're not allowed to change the kedusha of an animal to, of a karban to a different one. Lo yakdash isho so. Im shor im seh lashem hu. It belongs to Hashem. That is today's mitzvah. Again, we spoke about already the isser of temura. There's a temura was taking a karban and I want to make change his kedusha to a different animal. I want to take this ola and make a different animal an ola. That's not today's mitzvah. That's the isser of temura. Today's mitzvah is if I have a karban shlamim. And you know what? I decided I want to give it as an ola. I want to even go up in kedusha. I don't want to just to give it as a shlamim and eat some of it. I want to give it all burned on the mizbeach and ola. The halach is that is an isser d'oraisa. One is not allowed to try to change the kedusha of the karban. Shlal shanos a karban mi karban le karban. Right, not allowed to change the kedusha. That is what the pasuk tells us. Rashi says l'shem karban acher. It's not yours to do that anymore. So this is the mitzvah that's counted by the Chinuch and the Rambam. If you look in the Ramban, it could be the Ramban would not count this as a mitzvah. In Svara. Again, he does not argue in Sefer HaMitzvos on this, but the language that the Ramban uses on this mitzvah, he quotes Rashi, in the name of Chazal, you can't change this to a different karban. V'hanachon sheyomar ein tzorich lahakdish oso. The pashas of the pasuk is that you don't need to be makdish this. This isn't talking about you shouldn't be, but that you don't need to be makdish it. Ki im hu shor oseh lashemu miatzmo. It's automatic. Vihine hu kemo shalilos. It's a negative. It's just stating a reality, says the Ramban. Right? That this is not something that you need to do. The Rambam and the Chinuch understand the Chazal and take it as a separate mitzvah. Lo saseh daraisa. Don't do this. The Ramban, at least al Torah, just appears to understand it as you don't have to be lo yakdish. It's automatically kadosh. But again, as I said, he does not argue on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Lo Saseh Kuv Zayin. Okay, either way, let's get into the Sefer HaChinuch. Shloshanos HaKadshim Mikarban LeKarban. One should not be Mishane. One is not allowed to be Mishane El Karban from one to another. Kigon, Shenachzir HaShlamim Asham. I want to make a Shlamim into an Asham. O HaAsham Shenachzir HaChatas. Which is all going up in Kedusha. Bazet vadomelo yesh bolav, that is an isser d'oraisa. The eldar zed nomar bakan bibechor lo yakdish is also klomash lo yasa bechor lo olav lo shlamim v'lo karban acher. The pasuk is about bechor. You shouldn't make a bechor. Uba kabbalah d'lav dafka bibechor ikvid akasev. But the mesorah is that it's not only about a bechor. Was the Torah makvid to who adil kol hekdish mizbeach? All hekdish mizbeach. The Torah is discussing. It's interesting, though, that the one that the Torah picks is where stage one where was not done by me. You might have limited it. Hashem said this is a bechor, so I can't change this into any other animal. But maybe I would have thought that if I already made something into carbon A, maybe I can make it into carbon B, because the whole original kedusha has to do with me, has to do with my hakdasha, unlike bechor. But Chazal don't have that distinction. Chazal say it's even if I did it, and maybe to teach me that once I make something into a carbon, it's already out of my league, it's already out of my jurisdiction, out of my control, and therefore I am not allowed to change it. So that's what the Chinuch says, that Chazal have the idea that it's not only Bechor, but it is Suad din others. Shekin Amru b'Sifri, Ein li'ala Bechor, Minayin l'chol ha-kachim, how do I know it applies to all Karbanas? Shein Mashanin oso mikdusha l'kedusha, Tamalomer, Bibhema lo yakdish ish oso, Yirmos Bechol behema kedusha. It alludes to tell me any holy animal, any beim kedusha, bein kedusha lekachim mizbeach, or afilu lebedek abayis. Oh, this is the Sefer Achinuch quoting the sheet of the Rambam that we'll see in a minute. It doesn't apply. We know there are two categories of hektish, at least two categories, but two for our purposes right now. What we call kachim mizbeach, animals that are going to be sacrificed on the mizbeach. Any carbon tam that I give, kachim mizbeach, also called kedushas haguf. And then we have the second category of kachim bedek abayis, which is given for temple upkeep. If I give a table to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not giving that for kachim mizbeach. I'm giving that for kachim bedek abayis, or kedushas damim. It's also called, because it's really the value of those items that I am giving. Says the Chinuch, this mitzvah, this losase, applies to both. To kachim mizbeach or kachim bedek abayis. Let's say I give something to be bedek abayis, just as an example, for the walls, the outer walls. I want the Beis HaMikdash to be able to improve their walls and fix the holes. So you can't change that to use it for the heichal. You can't use it for any within bedek abayis. That's what it sounds like from the Sefer Achinuch. Shemeshano sa mikdushasa v'yalakol nomar lo yaktish isoso aval yunach kamos shehu. She'll leave it as it is. And what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? The hashkafa, as he has said, the past couple of mitzvahs. Mishar she'a mitzvah. Masha kasafti b'mitzvahs aseh beiz b'tzmura kol zeh l'mora'as hakodesh. We have to be in awe and fear and trepidation of anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Just like we had tzmura. Once you make an animal a carbon, forget it. So even after you make it a carbon and you want to change it to a different carbon, no, you can't change it. You got to take it seriously. Once it's a carbon, then it is that carbon for good. The Chinuch here is taking a stand on a major machlokas that is discussed in the end of Maseches Temura. The Rambam and the Ravid in Maseches Temura, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph. And the Sefer Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses this as well. This Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says, Hamishan es ha-kachim mikdusha l'kdusha over below sase. Ar aveira. If you try to change the kedusha, it doesn't work. By the way, this is an example of an aveira that you try to do something and you get the aveira even though you did not succeed. A primary example of kol milsa David Rachmana lo sevid, i'avid lo mahani. It doesn't work. It's like trying to marry a sister. You get an aveira, possibly if you say even kedushin is an aveira, but it doesn't work. So do here, didn't work. It's still the original animal. Says Shalo Yasenu Olav Lo Shlamim. Says the Rambam. Vehu Hadim Lo Shar Kachim Sheimishan Osam Kedusha Lo Kedusha. Echad Kachim is Beach. VeEchad Kachim Bedek Abayis Ketzad. And he gives an example. Im Hikdish Lo Bedek HaHeichal Lo Yishane Lo Bedek HaMizbeach. If I already earmarked, I designated my money for my Shavu Kesef to a certain area of Bedek Abayis, can't change it. I can't decide to change it. The Rambam and the Chinuch following him seems to say this applies, this mitzvah applies not only to Kachem Mizbeach, but to Kachem Bedek Abayis. The Ravid cannot fathom what the Rambam or the Chinuch are talking about. Amar Avram, Zelo Yadati Minayim Lo, Shaharei Kulon Mikachem Bedek Abayis Ein Boim. The Ravid, there's a fundamental machlokas here. Do we look at Kachem Mizbeach all as one thing? There are different levels. In Kachim Mizbeach, you have different levels of Kedusha. You have Ola, and first you have Kachim and Kachim Kalim. And then even within one, the Mishnah is in Zvachim. In the 10th parak, say, this is called Mekudesh Mechavero, Kodem Es Chavero, Ola is more Kadosh than Achatos, and Achatos is more Kadosh than an Asham, and Asham than a Toda. It goes through all the different levels. But says the Ravid, that applies within Kedushas Mizbeach. Where do you ever have that within Kachim Bedek Abayis there are different levels of money that's earmarked for the Heichal and for the Mizbeach and for the Ezras Nashim? Where do you ever have that there's different levels? Says the Ravid, you don't. Kidetanya Hakatoris v'chol karbanat sibur bar mitzumas alishka Mizbeach hazav levonik lishars bar mimoser nesachim v'chulu. He talks about Alma ein shinui bein Kachim Heichal l'shara zaros v'lo the Mizbeach v'ulai ta'a. Maybe what misled the Rambam, says the Ravid, was the Mishnah in Temura Daf Lamed Beis, which says, Echad Kachim Mizbeach Vecha Kachim Vecha Abayis in Mishan Osa Mikdusha LeKedusha. Sounds pretty clearly like the Rambam. Whether Mizbeach or Bedek Abayis, you shouldn't change the Kedusha. Ve'hu Savu, and the Rambam thought what that meant was, Kemo Shein Mishanin B'Kachim Mizbeach Afilu Mikarbon LeKarbon Kachin Mishanin B'Bedek Abayis Afilu MiBedek LeBedek. the Enokim. It says the Raavad, that's wrong. That's a misreading of the Mishnah and a misunderstanding. What does that Mishnah mean? Shekachim is bech, afilu mikachim kamam lechamurim, ein mishanin, vein mematin machilas kachim. Avo bedek habayis, ma yesh ben zelazeh, varayu modesh mishanin bedek habayis. So he says the Mishnah has a different understanding, and therefore the Rambam is wrong. So machlokas Rambam Raavad. Fascinating. You saw the sigma chlokas. Do we have categories within Bedek HaBayis like we have categories within Kachim Mizbeach? The Rambam says yes, and the Raavad says no. The Kesef Mishnah right here, Kedaka Bakodesh, explaining the Rambam, he says, I don't understand. It's a Mefurish Mishnah that sounds like the Rambam. Don't blame the Rambam. V'yevshol omar sh'rabbeinu savor sh'tainu z'shutana raivad l'chalek. Be'kajim is be'lachajim be'lachajim be'lachabayis. He kedai lomar. She'bedek abayis rasher l'shanus me'makal l'chomor. Aval einu kedai lomar she'i rasher l'shanus me'chomor l'kal. So at least Bedek HaBayis is going down and Kedusha should be included in the Yisr. So therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam got it from the Mishnah, but this is an important discussion of the Rambam and the Raavad and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mari Kirkus gets into the act here. Either way, that's an important Ha'ara. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention here is, it's fascinating that the example that's given in the Torah for not being Mishana Mikdusha L'Kedusha is Bechor Lo Yakdish Ish Oso. Shouldn't it be makdashit? In the Masechet Zedarim on Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, Minayin l'nolad b'chor b'toch beso, shem mitzvah lahakdisho, shenemar hazochar takdish. The Gemara Nedarim says that even though a b'chor is automatically kadosh, there is a mitzvah to be makdish it myself. To say, this is b'chor, even though if I don't do anything, it still has kedushas b'chor, there's a mitzvah for me to be makdish it. That's the halacha, to add my own personal element of hakdasha to this animal. So, on the one hand, the Gemara uses this as an example of don't touch it. Don't change it, leave it as it is. And yet Chazal tell us there is an idea of mitzvah lahakdisho to be makdishit myself. Rav Shechter uses this, I think quoting part of this from Rav Salvechik, and part of this is his own expanded in his Sefer Gidas Egos in Siman Dalet, where he talks about the machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, the Ramban and others, about the mitzvah of Kiddush. We know Kiddush, according to the Rambam, is Kiddush and Havdalah. Both are parts of one mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. That's the Rambam and those that follow him. But the Magid Mishnah and others, according to the Ramban, says no, only Kiddush is Daraisa. Havdalah is Darabanan. So the svara for the Rambam, that's more understandable. We cordon off Shabbos. This is a unique day, and whenever you have something cordoned off, it's separated on all sides, beginning and end. But according to the Magid Mishnah, according to the Ramban, that Kiddush is just at the beginning. So what's the mahus of Kiddush? What's the essence of Kiddush? So there are a couple of ideas one could suggest, but he suggests here that maybe it's like this Gemara Nedarim, that a Bechor is Kadosh automatically, but it's still a mitzvah lahakdisho. Shabbos is Kadosh automatically. Whether I like it or not, Shabbos is coming. But mitzvah lahakdisho. There's a mitzvah to add in my own personal element to the Kedusha of Shabbos. If I sanctify, if I declare the sanctification of Shabbos, that makes it a different Shabbos experience than had I not. And then he says, the Rambam might agree to this too. It's just that he has the added element of cordoning off Shabbos and making it special. He says, it could be, Hainir Loma de Tarti Yisnube, V'yaf Inyan Ha'amasas Kedusha Liyama Shabbos, Nami Avi Men HaTorah, El Desvira Lei Deish B'mitzvah Schira Beis Kiyumim, and Be'a Kiyim Kaful, Ha'amasas Kiddush Ha'adam Liyama Shabbos, Havdolas Yom Kodesh Shal Shabbos Bizman Chol, cordoning it off, and adding my own personal Hakdasha. So, this is the putting it together. On the one hand, we have an Isser D'Oraisa of being Mishana, Mikdusha L'Kedusha, in Karbanos. And the example given in the Torah is Bechor. Don't switch the Kedusha Bechor. It's not contradictory, but it's interesting that, on the other hand, we also have Chazala tell us, Bechor be Makdashit for itself. Mitzvah Lehakdisha. Beautiful. We continue though now. Says the Chinuch, we need a mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Mash amar zecharon lavracha. Shemikdash lebedek ahecha lo yishane lebedek mizbeach. As we just quoted, that's the Rambam Shita. The Yod Amru, important halacha. Temura, chafhei. When does a bechor get its status as a bechor? Says the Gemara, there's a difference between bechor and all other karbanos. Gamkein, she'ein ma'arimin al behemas ha-hektish la-hektish u-barak lusha acheres. Bechor is the only karban whose parent wasn't a carbon. If you have any other carbon that, and that I wasn't makdish, obviously. If I'm makdish a carbon, then obviously his parent wasn't a carbon either. But let's say I have an animal, and it's a carbon, and it's pregnant. So that baby is also a carbon, automatically. When does that kedusha kick in? Immediately in utero. In utero, the animal's already kadosh. So if I'm makdish an animal, and in utero, there's a carbon that's an ola, I can't change that. Bechor is the only one that the kedusha comes only as it comes out. Because after all, where does the kedusha bechor come from? Peter rechem. When it's poter the rechem, that's where the kedusha comes from. So theoretically, I can be makdish my ubar bechor for a different animal before it achieves kedusha's bechor. And then I jump the gun, and then it's the other animal's kedusha. The other type of, it's an ola, it's a shlomim, because I was mocked him. I did it before. That's what the chinuch says that right here. Shein marim and al behemas ha-hektish. La hakdish ubara kedusha acheres. I'm not allowed to be marim and make an animal that its fetus has kedusha ready to try to make it into a different kedusha. Ela hari hiubik kedushas imo. It has the mother's kedusha. She vlados kachim mimei iman heim kedoshim. Because vlados, fetuses of karbanos, are kadosh in utero. Masha ein kein bibachar. Unlike a bechor, shabachor biyitziyasa hu miskadesh. A bechor is miskadesh on its way out. Did it peter rechem to lakasev? After all, it goes by peter rechem. Lefichach eshel harim al bechor, kolem shenola lakdisha kdusha acharis. So you're able to be marim. Should you be marim? Can you be marim? Is that included in this aveira? Because it doesn't have kdusha's bechor yet. So maybe you'll say, well, I'm just jumping the gun. There's no aveira here. So the Minchas Chinuch here discusses if that is okay, if that is okay to do, and he says, make her a din, it will work. In Oz Beis, he talks about it in the middle. Upashut, he says, if you make it a shlamim, before it comes out, it's a shlamim. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. He doesn't feel so comfortable saying that's included in the Daraisa, but Pashas is he's saying maybe it's probably a Drabanan. You're preventing Kedushas Bechor from kicking it in, and that would be chal automatically. And that's a mitzvah saseh Bechor, as we discussed earlier in the Shiurim. But it would work. It would work, unlike the other types of trying, which is an Avera, and it wouldn't work. Once it's a Bechor, you can't be makdish it, but you can be makdish it be-beten inside. Lefichach, Misha Amar, Emtelid Zachar Mevakeres, Harezu Ola, Yakar Vasola Ola. If you say, if you call it an Ola beforehand, it's an Ola. Aval Eino Yachol Asoso, Zivche Shlamim. So if you say, Im Teled Zachar, then Ola, fine. It works as an Ola. Avalim Eino Yachol Asoso, Zivche Shlamim. Eino Yachol Afkiya Mikdush Aso, Vikdush Shlamim Amatim in Abachor. Shabachor Nekwan Lovad, Shlamim is lower than Bachor. That's only once it comes out. But before it comes out, so then there is a question the Gemara talks about. Mi'ikra Adin, it should work. They should be able to prevent the Kedusha because the Bechor's Kedusha is only after it comes out. Finishing up, V'noheg Yisr Zeh B'chol Machma B'chol Zman, B'zachar B'videkevis. This is applies always, men and women, at all times. Shafilu B'zman Hazeh, She'ei Makdishin. Even B'zman Hazeh, where we are not Makdish, Misha Avar V'hikdish Behema Lehekdish Echad, and Yochol L'shanos Lehekdish Acher. I'm not supposed to be makdish something b'zman hazeh, as we have said the past six mitzvahs, but if I do it, this mitzvah does apply b'zman hazeh. That if I have a carbon that I was makdish for a certain animal, I cannot be makdish it for another animal. The overall zeh v'shina oso mikdusha l'kedusha, and if I switch it, k'don shekdusha l'shlamim, v'yamar achak shekdusha l'olo l'karbon acher, I violate this law. Ending off, v'ein lokin alav. But I do not get malchus for this aveira l'fisha ein bo maisa. There is no maisa here, so one wouldn't get malchus. One or two haris in the time that we have left. Number one, where else do we have this idea of being mishana? You're not allowed to be mishana, dvarim shebekdusha. So we have this. One of the more well-known examples is in Hilchas Megillah. Hilchas Megillah. Ein mishan, tafresh sadek dalid. Ein mishanin ma'os purim litztaka acheres. If somebody gives, sets aside money to give from Matanas Levyonim, you can't use that for any other tztaka. You have to give it from Matanas Levyonim. Ein mishanin ma'os purim litztaka acheres. You can't switch. Says the Ramah, v'davka gaboim. The gavam can't do that. Once the ani gets it, he doesn't have to use it for the suit if he doesn't want to. He can use it for anything he wants. Aval ani yachol lasos bo mashi yirtze. But that's the halacha. You can't be mishane mi ma'os purim to use it for something else. We have also in other areas of halacha. If you have a davar shebek dusha, are you allowed to switch any davar shebek dusha for others? So the mishnayis, and remember the brises and meseches megillah, you're allowed to sell certain davarim shebek dusha to get a higher davar shebek dusha. You could sell maybe a mezuzah to buy tefillin. tefillin to buy a Sefer Torah. You can't sell a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has the highest level of Kedusha. Right? So there also, even though something is Kadosh, it doesn't mean you could do whatever you want with it because, you know, it depends on the items. What about making something that is Kadshei Mizbeach to Kadshei Beda Kabayis or vice versa? Am I allowed to add on? Does that work? Could I add on to the Kedusha? So we're going to discuss that in a couple of days. But I just wanted to quote you one more Rambam. There is a Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, which says, again, this is important for other issues, but the Rambam says in Erechin Vav Ches, HaMakdish Katshei Mizbeach LeBeda Kabayis, if you have something that's Katshei Mizbeach, and you make it, want to add on Beda Kabayis, you could do it. Haria Hektosh Chalalin, it's Chal, and now not only do you have to give the animal to the as a carbon, you have to pay for what the animal is worth. V'tearech HaBehema V'tipadeh V'yivlu Damel LeBeda Kabayis V'Behema Tikrav L'mashayis HaBetchila. But the other way around, if I have Kachi Bedek Abayis, which ironically is a lower Kedusha, and I want to give that to the Mizbeach, Loasa Klum, doesn't work. Nothing. Why? Kachi Bedek Abayis is not considered yours, even though Kachi Mizbeach, which has a more intense Kedusha, is considered yours. So this gets to the root of the difference between Kachi Mizbeach, Kachi Bedek Abayis. Hopefully at a certain point in the coming up mitzvahs, we'll be able to talk about this as well. Okay, we'll stop here. B'nai Hashem, we will continue.